This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Chief Justice John Roberts defended the independence and integrity of the federal judiciary, rebuking President Trump for calling a judge who'd ruled against his administration's asylum policy an Obama judge. Chief Justice said that was a profound misunderstanding of the judicial role. There's a dispute in Kansas City over volunteers that are feeding the homeless with the city health department, now requiring a food handler's permit and destroying food with bleach that volunteers have prepared. Many say this is more about neighborhood complaints than food safety issues. President Trump told the White House counsel in the spring that he wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute two of his political adversaries, his 2016 challenger, Hillary Clinton, and the former FBI director, James Comey, according to two people familiar with the conversation. A number of large New York and Washington establishment law firms have assigned teams of their lawyers to work without fees on immigration-related cases opposing family separation, the end of DACA, and other administration priorities. Voters in Michigan chose to end partisan gerrymandering, as did citizens in Utah, Missouri, and Colorado. Michigan and Maryland also approved same-day registration for voters, and Nevada opted to register voters automatically when they become 18. Trump administration's own review of its proposed regulations indicate they will harm Americans. EPA estimates 1,400 premature deaths caused by loosening coal-fired utility regulations. Education says its rollbacks for for-profit colleges will leave students with $50 million more debt. Homeland Security says curtailing immigrant access to Medicaid and safety net programs will increase malnutrition. A Bank of America survey found that about 20% of consumers started their holiday shopping before November. As rents have increased in Britain and benefits have sunk, homelessness has increased. Shelter, a UK charity, estimates a number at 320,000 in only England and Wales, up 4% over the past year. Trump administration has backed off its determination to deport certain Vietnamese immigrants who arrived before 1995 because a treaty had assured their residency as collateral victims of the Vietnam War. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.